Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. Good evening and welcome as we once again go into the excuse me. Once again, go into the film vault and play around as we celebrate Canadian Thanksgiving to all my extended family and friends. Happy Canadian Thanksgiving. Hope all is well where you are. And much love always. Tonight, in honor of Canada, we will do a Canadian horror double feature. Now, in the 50s, they never really thought about, I guess, Canada, and when they would say that there was some sort of terror or evil force pervading in Canada, they just said North America and left it at that. We picked out two movies that were definitely Canadian in origin because one has the unique concept of it's the first movie that allowed, no one will say allowed, artistic license, notwithstanding. It's the first one that ever mentioned a Canadian city being destroyed, and that was 1958's The Lost Missile. A rogue missile is thrown off its trajectory, heads toward Earth at 4,000 miles an hour. It's a bad motherfucker. It generates a lot of heat and has a 5-mile diameter field of force, which pretty much fries everything in its path. Our hero, Robert Loggia, is going to save the world before lunch and get married, or try to. Anyway, following up with that, we have our feature presentation, Fiend Without a Face. This movie was shot in Manitoba, outside of Winnipeg, and Marshall Thompson, who would later on star in It, the Terror from Beyond Space, and on TV in the series Dark Tari, is the hero du jour. Anyway, without any further ado, kick back and relax. As we say, from me to you, a friendly boo, and present Lost Missile.
This guitar is from a grab a Gibson classic, like the Les Paul traditional bow tie, $700 off, or the unmistakable SG in exclusive silver version. It's the greatest guitar sale order.
Start of a hydrogen war.
Against attack from air or space. The eyes of the
American continental defense are radar. They search for 1,000 miles or more from Texas towers anchored far out in the Atlantic, from radar planes on Pacific patrol, from picking ships on continuous duty. The farthest outpost of Conan's watching eyes are the North Canada radar stations called Fuel Line, distant early warning. Over there, on back. All is fine. Hey, what the heck is this? Canadian Airlines Flight 5 did the fixing. For Flight 576, it's high increase on course. All control point check. This is Kilo Advance, Flight 97. Come in, Flight 97. Skyland 7, the key of the man. Come in. You've got a UFO at 90 degrees west on your course. Investigate. This is those Scandinavian Airlines flight. It's traveling at 4,000 miles an hour. Oh, all 5 minutes up. I'm going to close the gap. Yeah. The ONS 5 minutes up. And this is what it's already getting. Over. This is 5 minutes up. Men are ready. Let's go, Kevin. Try to have one picture. I'm on line with the TV camera. This guy's getting bright.
Not intercepted rockets to
dead. I take the dog left on the basement. Johnny Morphy, speed 470 miles per hour. I was due 24,200 vectors of change. What was on the paper? UFO is definitely a mystery. Oh, it's on its way. Oh, I hope you get stuck. I think we've got about less than. Could be a good show of that. We remain set at 470 miles per hour.
All right. 7 minutes since the first flight from Conan. After Pearl Harbor, it took us months to get ready for war. Against attack by missiles, we have only minutes. There may be no tomorrow. There may be no this afternoon. 8 minutes now since the first alarm. Hundreds of radar stations around the curve of the Earth are searching for additional flying objects. Contact is being made with all foreign powers to identify the source of the wild fish.
No comment.
addresses the president to wait 15 minutes until replies from the other agency. Any report on conditions? No, Mr. Secretary. Any report from CIA on certain military activity on the part of the European or Asian? No, Mr. Secretary. This is over a lesson. When I was with the president, the recommendation of the State Department on the immediate retaliatory action.
What the danger? What? I said no comment.
I'm going to tell the whole country that 10-day escapes are going to drop.
If you use one word of what you just said, just one word, I can promise you won't stay in Washington.
The foreign ministries hired the hostile action. All of them display knowledge of the UFO. Now over a count. What about Russia?
Scrambler to the ambassador of Moscow. Yes? Yes, Mr. President.
What do you think of our ambassador in Moscow? I should inform our ambassador. Right. The Premier of the Soviet Union has just phoned the president. Origin of the giant missile is our goal.
Are you all right?
I would just pray. Pray that these are not secret.
These Canadian jets are moving at 1,200 miles per hour.
Go ahead.
Ottawa, capital of Canada. 200,000 people go about their everyday business. Our parliament is in session. Our children in school. Ottawa is under a yellow alert. Federal Civil Defense, Washington, D.C. Warning is sent out to Eastern Seaboard Civil Defense Agency. Prepare for a total disaster.
Eastern Seaboard is on warning
now. New York is notified. 9 a.m. Civil Defense set in motion. Air raid warnings are alerted. Prepare. The evacuation of the city.
Oh, what are you doing?
There was much time for the ground to think they would touch down the water.
They can kill us
by returning to the house. What would be quick? Well,
I don't know what it's all about. Think you got very open.
They're branding it. They keep off the phone. No phone, no loading up the food bar. Stay in the house and keep the radio going.
Never see anything like
might not smoke before. The UFO looking like Boston did on the radar switch station. Canadian jets are within 250 miles.
Who gets to use that?
No great priority. No priority for this one. And no priority for me. Come ahead, Dr. White. I'm staying. Thank you. sending it to the past, the railway mission. The woman who picked up the street with the other GP and radio street, and the man lost his home. The old man felt what to do with the situation today. This is situation today.
Oh, yeah. New York, quiet, waiting, minutes left. Last line of defense. 90 missiles around New York are raising the fire position. Thank you. continues on its way to Ottawa. Counterattack by 100 Mike Missiles. Phase 2, negative. Forces speed unchanged. The monster will not fall. It will go on and on as the entire planet of Earth is burned off like an apple being peeled. It will be over Great Britain on its 14th revolution. That means in 3 days, London will be in action. Stockholm, 1 day. Paris, 1 day. Rome, 2 days. Moscow, 4 days. The wild missile is now 400 miles from Ottawa. piece of juice on, and I open the guy's heart thing. And I finish. This is so big. My power is 4 minutes zero. Now. Thank you.
and the good guys win, I think. Michael Ingram back here with Sultry Radio and the Raw. Horror spectacular for Halloween. And to you and your boo, wherever they may be, good evening. A special happy Thanksgiving to all my Canadian fans, listeners, and family. And that was 1958's The Lost Missile. Now, the premise from that was also taken and used partly for the 1959 movie Failsafe, which was based on the book. Failsafe having to do with the components that made for warning America that bad guys were nearby. This led to Moscow and New York being similarly destroyed, theoretically. Those Canadian jets that were used in the movie were likely AFCO Arrows. The AFCO Arrow was Canadian made and Canadian owned and was an amazing piece of material. There's a special, a series about the AFCO Arrow that was made in the 90s, I believe, starring Dan Aykroyd of all people. But the star notwithstanding, it downplayed a fantastic effort on the Canadian people to create a great piece of machinery. And many people who worked on the Arrow moved on and were integral to the space program in America. Now, as you get ready to get your popcorn, if you haven't gotten it already, and go to intermission stands and all that good stuff, another reminder that tomorrow we will finish our salute to Canada with probably one of the best series of the Canadian shock movies, Scanners. So that came out in 1981 and starred Michael Ironside. And it had a different dialogue regarding telepathic curiosities, people who could do damage with their heads. And it was an intriguing storyline that unfortunately was co-opted in two later movies, but was done with a nice touch in the original one. So stay tuned for that. Tomorrow, 8 o'clock, we'll be on again to go back into the mad scientist lab and drop it on you once more. And now, to go from Canada, actually not from Canada, but from Ottawa to Manitoba, where Marshall Thompson et al. Will star in our feature presentation, Fiend Without a Face. Now, we won't talk about the fiends and what they look like. All I can say is, if you can see them, they're rather intriguing characters. The ideas behind them were ingenious. And I have not ever seen a sci-fi flick where it was made up of such. So I think you're in for a treat. As always, if you like what you hear, we'd love to help the cause as far as contributing to what we do. Capital letters, STRITR for Cash App. Again, that's STRITR, caps for Cash App. No donations too small. Just say boo and thank you and kick back and relax. Our next presentation. And we can't do anything about the commercials. We'll try to do what we can, but they just kind of pop up out of nowhere. And in that regard, YouTube really sucks. But please indulge us. I think you'll like what you hear. Anyway, meanwhile, it's back to Manitoba and Fiend Without a Face. This is Sultry Worldwide. Thank you.
Thousand miles from there's decent sized city. What up, buddy?
have to have an autopsy so they can prove that death wasn't caused by radiation.
Increase 1,000 miles, sir.
Steady on the temperature control for the grid.
increase range of 1,500 miles. Range increase 1,500 miles, sir. I didn't say no. Okay, Sergeant. Increase 2,000 miles. Increasing range to 2,000 miles, sir. Range increase 2,000. Yes, sir. Siberia. Increase range of 2,500 miles. We can keep this quickly working like it and watch those races 24 hours a day right in their own backyard. We can spot any plane, any missile, anything that's there for. And it is fading, sir. There it goes again, same time. Green dog, this is Jeremy. Check your equipment on anything that's fading. Repeat, check your equipment on anything that's fading. Over.
This is Green dog. My equipment is working okay. Over.
This is going on okay. Here's the problem. Mr. Simon appears again. His owner is trying to reach him to power. Simon pushing his own excited, but he's reaching him well. He's got to make this power pay. Tell him to pour it on. The base is coming. Back to control. We want you to give us everything you've got. But yes, we've already executed a design pivot. Every time you take it, it's not for more smoker. I take any more of these spots off the reactor by the guy. We'll take some more off. We want to risk it. We've got to have more power.
Mine is too far.
Can we do 10 more rounds and we have to win this week? Yeah, I know, but it's
over. Power's been boosted, sir, but still can't increase it further.
It doesn't matter how much we boost the transmitter power, they need the plane. And it's almost as if the power were being drained off.
Well, it's just as good.
Yeah, and in the meantime, our unit is lagging the Pentagon.
This is Green Dog. 95 for instruction. Over.
Okay, Green Dog. Test Baker is completed. Return to base. Repeat. Test Baker is completed. Return to base.
Roger.
Okay, Sergeant. Let's close shop.
Details not look good. Overshadows the other. Quantity marked up in the lender report is against the lender for bad. He was called General Sam. And now we concentrate upon the remains of our beloved Jack, to the good earth from which he sprang. Closer.
My goodness, the cows are getting up soon.
Are we eating soon?
It'll be ready in a minute. Just want to feed the chickens first.
Where?
Where?
the park. That's the end of the entry. But Mayor Hawkins, you're taking a great deal for granted. There is absolutely no evidence pointing to radioactive fallout or radioactive contamination of any kind. Yes, we'll do everything we can to assure you. In addition to our headaches for the Pentagon, we're now being accused of killing off the people in this town. Churchill cooperates, sir, if we can explain more about our anti-missile program. We're not the secrets. We don't know that. Come in. We're up. The town turns against us. Sir, we began a complete investigation of the Adams spark, and the local constable, a man named Gibbons, told us to get off the place. Said it came under his jurisdiction, and we had no business being there.
What kind of cooperation do you call that? Well, the nervous upset.
We've got to find out how those people died. Well, suppose you get over the Adams cousins.
See if you can persuade them to let us do an autopsy. Here's an outside. We were sure that probably from anything, but get hold of those bodies.
I made a complete autopsy of both cases. Called Dr. Bradley in to check my findings, and our opinions concur.
Fantastic. On the examination of the skull of Mr. Adams, I noticed two small holes at the base of the occiput. They penetrated to the medulla oblongata where the spinal cord meets the brain. I opened the skull to investigate and this. The brain is sucked up like an ape through those two holes. That's not all. The entire spinal cord is missing.
It's incredible.
There's some little vampire that's working.
Where's the brain and spinal cord gone?
I'm a doctor, Cunning, not a detective. There's nothing like this in the books. Major Cummings had the best explanation so far.
Metal vampire guys.
Possibly some animal. Well, I've been to these back with all my life. And I can assure you there's no animal in these parts or anywhere else for that matter that could do that.
Maybe that guy Gibbons was right.
Well, whatever the explanation, we'll find it. We must find it. In the meantime, Doctor, I trust I can rely on your discretion.
Not to tell the mayor or the townspeople. Of course, I've got an overworked practice in the business.
Thank you. Dr. Warren, I want you to get on the phone. Consult the top medical specialists, wherever they are. Captain, contact the best authorities. Tell them what the problem is. Find out what they have to say about it. Jeff, the townsfolk know you. Talk to them. Check on anything that seems to be extraordinary, no matter what it is. Anybody home? Ms. Brazel?
Peterson?
Oh,
that's a little bit of just the pain you should have vacation anyway.
Oh,
I did most of it. Take a case on this. I edited the tape and prepared the whole message.
So enjoy.
Very interesting.
The professor must be quite a guy. Both controls, genetics, all that stuff.
That's what I have of it.
Sure, yes. Yeah, a man like that here.
In these uncivilized places that they do in the city.
Well, please help me.
Well, the explanation is quite simple. Professor Walker had a stroke about 5 years ago. Each time.
And it still works.
And at odd hours.
Odd hours?
He thinks nothing of starting work at 11 at night and working at small hours of time.
Well, the mayor mentioned that one thing is a fully a psychic phenomenon, but it's still on.
I don't know. If it isn't, I felt the Bradley answer. Dr. Brady said no one ever was partisan.
Well, that's you. Can we check in some time?
Well,
okay.
Hi, go on in. Oh, look, this is Major Cummings from the base.
Yeah, I know. We met.
Well, is that what's going on?
Well, yeah, you just got here, Jim.
Well, I was just passing over the base, right around about three. The new airfield extension covers a lot of ground.
Too much for one truck flight.
It must keep you pretty busy.
Yes, it's a lot to do.
I bet there is.
Come again.
You find that GI killer, you know, you'd be far better off pumping him down the tomcat around here.
That's true.
I think you'd better leave, Major. You've got enough damage for one morning.
Oh, right,
when you tell me you haven't known me longer.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, I'll see you later. How do you like that? She says we haven't been properly introduced. She's a nerdy.
It won't be made up during the museums and stuff.
No, not a chance. They'll think I'm crazy, don't you, Major?
Listen, no, we've got work to do.
Uh-huh. You're going to die your work after five, remember, not me.
No, wait a minute. This is serious. I want you to get me all the information you can on Professor Wolf. Everything he's ever written. Books, articles, everything.
Don't worry, I'll just guy and jump right over tonight. Call me. Thank you.
Oh, all right now, let's stop that nonsense. No past atomic radiation caused these deaths.
What about the mayor?
What kill him? Bring him on a fool, give him the atomic fallout.
Yeah. Hold it! Hold it! Someone murdered the man. The same man that killed Jack Crystal, Ben Adams, and his wife.
All right, give him, where is it?
A kill, sure, I'll tell you.
Right there, let him talk.
Now, the fellow we are after is out there in the woods. Probably some of his GI that's gone wild. Now, we can't get far if we move faster than we say, let's stop chatter and get out.
All right, let's get him.
All right, now, let's go. Keep a sharp lookout, okay? Okay, let's go.
Yes, please. Three. Barbara.
No, thanks. I have the last job to finish tomorrow.
That's fine. We should have done this. Are you all ready to go on volume two?
My mind is very fuzzy. Strange words.
Just a few elementary ideas on the subject matter, not so advanced for this present day development.
I've transcribed these when I'm talking. Excuse me.
That business with our brother, she was devoted to him. He has it with a top brick. He didn't want to see morbid. But did you see his face after he died? Yes. What is it like? I have a reason for asking.
What else? It was an expression of complete horror.
Fright. Almost insane, I guess.
Wait a minute! Did you get him? What did? Okay, fellas. Okay, okay. No, just the ball board. That's all.
As you said yourself, sir, the people here are superstitious. Maybe not so wrong after all. Pretty mean. Not so bad, sir. Something unreal, something you've never seen on anyone before. I've got to check that. I've always disproved such theories. What is it then? Nothing supernatural, I'm sure. I can't eat that. I'm a scientist. You've made a study of psychic phenomena, haven't you? I did it. Copy it. Copy.
Professor, you know what Dr. Bradley said. Was it absolutely necessary to upset the professor?
Well,
you're quiet and talking over, Major. First Howard Gibbons, now the professor. You have to go around making trouble.
You really believe that, don't you?
I believe I.
I'm sorry, Mother. Sorry, I didn't mean to disturb. I want to come over. It could be a bad better drive. Just a... Excuse me.
It's ready, it's back! Have you finished finishing the choir yet?
Yeah, I'm
on the side. Well, they can't quit, though. We've all increased therapy. Okay, fellas, you spread out again. We'll join up at the Adams fence. Hey, you hear something?
Yeah. Funny sound.
You take that plot and I'll take this. If the enemy shoved.
You said not to let each other know the fight.
These plots run almost parallel to each other. We'll meet up away then.
The dogs are getting in. I'm a spoiler. We'll see better then.
We're close to the end. Now come on, boys. Go on, fella. You take that.
Kevin!
Where are you?
Kevin! Where the heck are you? Kevin! Kevin! Kevin, where are you? Kevin!
I think you should go home, Mr. Gibbons.
No, I'm all right, Doctor. I'll wait here for my boy. Don't worry, we'll come. Oh, where's Howard? Where is he?
He's searched everywhere. Yeah, he got disappeared.
Oh, I don't believe it. He must be there. I'm going to look for him myself.
You can't go to it alone.
Oh, but I got to find him. I got to find my boy.
You better see that you get home. Get your wife to look after her. Have you finished the wood thoroughly?
calling for him. If the doctor's still alive, he would have heard us. No point in touching anymore. I reckon we ought to call a council meeting and decide what we're going to do.
Well, let's get Maldo. He's a deputy mayor. Open it up to him.
Now you all know why we're here. We've had four deaths, so now our constable disappeared. The cause of these deaths is still unknown. Everybody seems to have their own ideas, so they've all been there. Now you're talking. For this week, tonight, I asked Major Cummings for this meeting. He's going to help us in any way he possibly can. That goes for his commanding officer, Colonel Butler, who is very concerned about what's happened.
Cut off the soft soap, Melvin, and get down the brass tracks.
Well, I know it. One of their base came here and we're doing fine. Now you and you, Air Force fellows, tell us that it's not really all. Oh. Well, then you like death, I don't know. But forgetting about the death, how do you explain the change in quality of the cow's milk being the quantity? Let the Major tell me about that.
Go ahead, Major. Well, no one can make anyone believe something if they don't want to believe. But it has been positively proven that there is no radiation affecting anyone, with, not even the cows.
Look, I don't even know
what that's called. I didn't smell that. He knows best us.
And so do I. It was the noise of the jackal did it, nothing more. It frightened the herd. But I can tell you that the herd is normal again. They've got used to it.
Thank you. As for the death, gentlemen, we are equally at a loss to give an answer, and equally disturbed. Now, there's been some talk of a mad GI or a frog. Well, this, I can assure you, is not true. We checked and rechecked our personnel. We know how you feel. But we're trying to protect our country from a guided missile attack. If you'd only help us instead of fighting us.
It's all a waste of time.
Let's cut them on the base. They had no trouble before they came here. They had no trouble after they leave.
But they were very
it was terrible, Jim. What could have happened to
him?
Would you like a drink?
No. Morgan, I think Professor Walgate is involved in these deaths.
I don't understand.
There's a lie. Maybe it's just a hunch. His background, his training.
Okay.
Look, Barbara, I checked on Walgate. His research of his. Somehow I think it ties in with what's happened here.
Oh, that's crazy.
Is it? One of the dogs?
What are you doing?
I'll take a look at your cemetery.
Thank you.
Any word yet? The leads are coming.
Not yet, sir.
Well, keep trying.
Hello?
Hello, Bruce Brazil. This is Temple Chester. I've been trying to locate Major Cummings.
Why, you're here about 10:30.
Did he say where he was gone?
Yes, he brought a flashlight for me and said that he was going to the cemetery.
I don't like the sound of all this. You wait there. I'll be over right away. Fantastic. You can't shut down the whole atomic
Our plan on 50 miles theory.
We can't deny the facts there. There's the Adams couple of mayors.
We all had a few of them at the peak of our radar test, right after our Atomic Plant was operating under full power.
Why did it take months to get the plant operating again? And there's going to be just more lines of bad men like Gibbons.
Okay. Let's put it on ice.
I'll send you ready. It's only about in 5 minutes.
The roof's all smashed.
What happened?
I don't know. You sound all broken.
Well, here it is. What about stairs?
What about the subway controlling the reaction?
No, they're not. You don't stand a chance.
And you're surprised that the answer person is going to your roof. I'll keep them in the shipment for you.
Wait a second. How did you fall like that?
Give me the Hanford work so we call me a river right away.
Well, Doc, how is it?
There's no question. It's not every time you're going upstairs and all that.
You'll be all right?
Oh, sure. She gets plenty of rest. Only if there's any change, the secret of the other David.
Yes, Major coming. Yes, Major coming.
Obviously, those vines were destroyed. How and for what reason, we don't know. If we do know, we're in trouble up here. Serious trouble. Come on. Yes, put it through. It's for you, Jeff. Harbor, you said. Well, Harbor. Okay, good. We'll be right over. Right.
Won't get you being conscious. I think we're going to do it at least.
Right.
We're going to get some sidearms.
Check the copper. Get hold of Dr. Bradley and Melville right away. That'll lead us to Blogging House. I should feel better about that character, Ibbitt. Maybe you can help me to get up this ghastly business. Afterwards, remember those horrible deaths well beyond my control.
Go on, Professor.
For many years now, I have been working on a theory materialization. The entire apparatus to give it the required boost is in my laboratory. There were many things in the work. We should have the mental conscientiousness. But I knew I could never succeed on the principles of telepathy. I needed to stimulate my brain to the extent that I could catch thought from my conscience to give it a separate entity. So I concentrated on the simplest experiment to turn the page of the book. I designed the instrument to create a sudden and powerful electrical boost to help it be absorbed. Creation of the electric charge created a shock almost equal to electrocution. It made me ill. Dr. Bradley died because of exhaustion. He brought my illness. It was my own work in getting my paper in his presentation. He introduced me to Father and Bishop. With Father as my secretary, I was able to satisfy my publisher and continue my experiments to materialize thought. For a long time, I persisted in this vast experiment without the lightning struck in the house, gave my instrument a sudden bad charge. So my thought was free. Dreams tell the days of the book. I altered the design of my equipment to generate these violent power increases, but it was very dangerous, and I could only undergo each experiment after a long period of rest. Whenever I felt better than I saw the shock, I found no difficulty in moving small objects. Eventually, I developed a certain tolerance to the high voltages I used. But what I really needed for regular experiments was a new form of
was smoother, something that would flow through my brain without causing collapse. The neurotonic pump that the air base provided me with this power. I devised additional apparatus that enabled me to divert a portion of the atomic power that was radiating between the ground station and the radar aircraft circling 40,000 feet above. It was power which I could control, and I learned how to amplify my thoughts without hurting myself. I was able to detach my thoughts, allow them to work on their own. I began to devise a being into which the thought, much the least, could enter and preserve itself for all humanity. I envisaged something akin to the human will, with life and mobility, but without the limitations of man's body. I concentrated my entire thought on its creation. I succeeded, but like thought itself, it was invisible. That night I entered my laboratory to take advantage of a radar test, only to find the place in shambles. My equipment wrecked beyond repair. All of my notes about its creation and how I thought it could be controlled were destroyed. I knew now that I had created a fiend. There was no other explanation. I was hopeless, but who could I tell? Who would believe such a fantastic story? I could sense the presence of a being there in the room with me, growing more powerful with each succeeding day. My one desire was to destroy the thing, but I possessed no means of protecting my thoughts to do so. Then I could hear it. Was it possible that there were more than one? I was unable to stop them. Could they, without drawing power from the atomic station, its intelligence had expanded, now knew how to make its escape, and then followed these horrible tests given fairness. I had to know what I had done. I had to see one of the bodies. I went to the mayor's tomb. I now know that I have created a mental vampire, a fiend, which leads to playing the internet. Surviving massacre.
Okay.
Supposing you're right. Within the brain,
then where are they? Why can't we see them?
This is nonsense. We are facing a new form of life that nobody understands. I believe it feeds on the radiation from your atomic blasts, and that it's evil.
Professor, it's my opinion that the evil's all in your mind. You're in need of medical assistance.
Ah, oh, doctor, I'm glad to see you're here. This man has become a raving lunatic.
Hey, what's going on out there? Hey, look!
Hello.
Hello. Professor, what's wrong with your telephone?
Nothing should be the matter. Unless they've got enough intelligence to cut the lines.
Jeff, I want you to get over to the airbase. I want emergency patrols. I'll give you a hand with this. I know he doesn't think I can nail it right through the window. Come there and write that for Joe. I'm
Thank you.
Jeff was a brave man.
But Jeff, look under the desk.
I know that anybody can get through.
over as soon as I get over to the base.
What about Jet? He can go for an hour.
It's okay. Well, Major, I'm leaving you in charge. Report back when you have the situation well in hand.
Good luck, Jeff.
Hey, boy. Well, Doc, oh, now that we got this thing linked, you'll encourage people to cooperate.
All right, we'll do, Major. And it strikes me you've setting up very good account.
Yay! So in the words of Daffy Duck, be magnanimous. Me, be magnanimous. You yourself may be a fiend someday. Well, the fiends without faces became fiends without bodies, and of course, good prevailed over evil. But there's always another time. And that another time will be tomorrow night at 8, where we shall go back to Canada one more time for the 1981 classic Scanners, starring Lawrence Dane and Michael Ironside. Again, if you love what you see and love what you hear, STRITR, all in caps, to Cash App. Every donation is appreciated. And we thank you in advance for your efforts. And I want to thank my people for their efforts. My beautiful wife, Nara, my daughters, Debbie, Leah, and Nikki. All my friends and cast of characters, my brothers, Gary and Tony, and everybody else at the tree for what they do. Our next presentation with the tree will be Wednesday, 9 p.m., the Hump Day Special with Reggie and Professor Fred, Eric, Patrick, and the rest of the crew will be in effect. So, from all of us here at Soul Tree Radio in the Raw, please go safe, stay safe, be safe. Once you get from A to B and back to A, okay. We'll see you Wednesday. It's a holiday special, but tomorrow night, 8 o'clock, we'll finish our Canadian perspective with Scanners. Everybody have a good night. Talk to you later. Ciao.